Listen when you want, how you want. This is Tone FM.
Listen again.
Now, here comes nothing more but great songs from across the West Country carnivals. This is the Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge on Tone FM. The Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge is brought to you in partnership with the Shrubbery Hotel Ilminster. With 24 bedrooms, dedicated meeting rooms, restaurants and ballroom, we are the perfect venue to host your next event, large or small, including weddings, celebrations and conferences. Find out more at shrubberyhotel.com.
Yes, good evening. Welcome along to the Carnival Hour. As we start off tonight, Toya, Thunder in the Mountains. Good evening. Yes, good evening, sir. Welcome along to the Carnival Hour here on Tone FM. Until 7 o'clock this evening, we play you an hour of great tunes from the West Country Carnivals back-to-back for the whole hour. Thank you so much for joining us again here tonight. We have your normal features on the show, like your Carnival Rewind coming up in a few tracks' time. We'll also have your Carnival Birthdays, your What Songs and Events, and also your requests. We'll try and squeeze them in as well. We'll also have the return of the CIS competition, where we'll be asking you a question. You can send me the answer, and then next week we'll be putting all your names into the randomizer and actually picking a winner for that DVD. And I have guests in the studio tonight. Very excited because we have the brand new president of Bridgewater Guy Fawkes Carnival Committee. Dave Croker is here with me and his wife Janet. We'll be chatting to them a little bit later on, finding out about all the responsibilities that Dave has, being the new president, and also finding out about all his carnival history as well. Don't forget, if you do want to get in contact today, you can send me a message via WhatsApp, 01823 286688, or on the email, it'll be studio@tonefm.co.uk. I love getting in your messages. If you have any questions for Dave as well, we will read them out to you as well. So, all to look forward to, and as we do have royalty in the chair tonight, I think it's only time for us to play the Jubilation Cart music.
To last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time.
It's time to come together.
It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
From Bubble CC, and this is all the carnival music you love from only Tone FM.
We have just discovered an important note from space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race.
I saw the Martians on the floor.
back some carnival memories tonight with the Randells and the Martian Hop, used by the Griffins Carnival Club. It is a carnival hour here on Tone FM until 7 o'clock this evening, only on Tone FM for your Sunday evening. And now it is time for the Carnival Rewind. Now, if you don't know what the Carnival Rewind is, basically I'm going to be playing you a piece of carnival music, but I'm going to be playing it backwards. If you know what the answer is, send me a message via WhatsApp 01823 28 66 88 or the email studio at tonefm.co.uk. Can you tell me the answer tonight to our Carnival Rewind? I have some very confused looking faces in the studio at the moment. They're trying to guess what it is. But if you do know what the answer is, send us a message via WhatsApp 01823 28 66 88 or on the email be studio at tonefm.co.uk. I need to say a big hello to Bradley Lawrence. I popped over to the tail end of the Masquerader social night last night. Very sticky floor. I imagine there was a lot of alcohol consumed last night. And we were helping loading up the van, or that was the plan of going over there to help load up the van. And when I got there, Gary Lawrence looked up to me and said, "I can't find the keys to the van." And so we're asking everybody, "Have you got the keys? Have you got the keys?" No, nobody's got the keys. We look in every single flight case. We cannot find the keys. And then about half an hour later, Mr. Bradley Lawrence looks up, goes to his back pocket, and there's the keys. Well done, Bradley. So this is especially for you, Brad. Used by the Britannia is the Urban Cookie Collective.
107.8
Tone FM. The Shrubbery Hotel in Ilminster is the perfect venue for your next party. Whatever you're celebrating, from a family christening to a wondrous wedding or retirement party, we have a choice of function rooms, and with 24 ensuite bedrooms, guests can combine their visit with an overnight stay. Find out more at shrubberyhotel.com.
Dun Dun Dunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Your wagon and come along. Where am I going? I don't know. Where am I headed? I am certain. All I know is I am on my way. When will I be there? I don't know. When will I get there? I am certain. All I know is I am on my way. Got a dream, boy, got a song.
Images by the Marketeers. Do you like that one? Mm. It is a Carnival Hour here on Tone FM until 7 o'clock this evening, and my guests in the studio this evening are Dave Croker and his wife Janet. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, welcome to Tone FM, and thank you for spending the time to come in tonight. As you are now the new president of Bridgewater Guy Fawkes Carnival Committee, isn't that correct?
That is correct, yep.
So what actually attracted you to being on the committee and also being involved in Carnival then, Dave?
Well, being in Carnival from a very young age. My earlier days, I lived in Helsley Road and I used to go up the Wyndham Road. And I missed one year. I was ill in bed and I could see all the lights going. And my grandfather said, well, I'll take you to Wells. He took me to Wells, and it was a year Lancome did something with, like, I don't know. Well, they jumped over the wall right in front of me, frightened me to death. So
I imagine so.
That started me off anyway. And I always used to, like, go around looking at the clubs where they build. Progress in it. So I've always had an interest, but I set up the Bath Bridge Carnival Club with Mike Ryder, who's now gone on, and that sort of went through, and joined up with the Crowfield Club, the little club down there, and then we joined up with Griffins, and it went on and on and on, and then obviously the club got bigger, and I always wanted to drive a tractor because I used to work on a farm at one time. So I became the driver and secretary and went from there, really. And then we joined the Gangs and Fishers because we were in the outside clubs to start with. And what was I saying?
Yeah. Joined the Gangs and Fishers.
That's right, yeah. So I became the rep for Griffin's on the committee, and I was also the treasurer of the Gangs and Features as well. So and then I just went, when nobody could come along, it was I. So
so I imagine it takes quite a bit of time before you end up to be like a president, or manage to apply to be the president of the committee. Is that correct?
Let's get it right. I didn't apply.
You didn't apply. you got roped in, did you?
Yes, no. Well, I've been on the committee 45 years now, so I've seen quite a lot of changes, obviously, and different ways as we've been doing things. I'm one who likes to push things forward and try and, you know.
Now, earlier on, you were explaining to me how you were trying to improve things regarding that, and judging-wise and entry forms, you said to me that you made a few changes. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, it wasn't so much the judging. It was collecting the entries in, because before, everybody had to send them by post, the clubs and the entries. So we now fill in one entry form that covers all the carnivals.
Saves an awful lot of time, I imagine.
That's right. And then we shut down on the 1st of September, and then I send a spreadsheet to each carnival with all their entries, and then it's back over to them. But I was responsible for getting it all in, so...
Okay, well, we're going to come back in a couple of minutes and find out some of your favourite entries from over the years. But before that, we're going to play you one that's been requested by Matty Hooper, one from the Gremlins, and we're taking you back quite a way with Joust.
Listening to Tone FM with Jess Strawbridge Carnival Hour. Stop it!
Lena Zamboroni, Swinging on a Star. Used by the Domino Carnival Club. And K-Bomb is in Domino. Speaking of the Bonds, I need to wish a very happy wedding day for yesterday to Zoe and Joe from Zem Carnival Club. They got married yesterday. They had the unfortunate event of me actually being their wedding DJ as well. But congratulations to both of you. You had a fantastic day. It was beautiful weather as well for you. But the music in the background means it is our Carnival Birthdays time. So if you're celebrating your birthday, hopefully I have you on the list. So happy birthday for today to Tegan Lang from the Globe Carnival Club. Paula Swain, that used to be in Aldenville Carnival Club. On Tuesday, it'll be Kerry Payne's birthday. And Wednesday, Laura Harvey from the Globe Carnival Club. Daniel Epps from the Gremlins. And Sandra Parsons, I think she was in Harlequin. On Thursday, it will be Francis Coleman, but everybody knows him as Tiny from Gemini Carnival Club. Also, Susan Carway celebrates her birthday on Thursday from what was the Yeovil Boys Brigade Carnival Club and also Cosmic CC. And on Saturday, it will be Mike Ford from the Gremlins and Linda Garrett from the King William Carnival Club. So I'm here with Dave from Bridgewater Guy Fawkes Carnival Committee, and he is also the president of the committee this year. Big responsibilities this year, Dave, I imagine.
Oh, yes.
And you can be president for more than 1 year, can you?
If you get voted in, a maximum of 3 years. You've got to be elected each year.
So you have to get it right this year.
Well, I'll try, yeah.
I'm sure you'll do absolutely fine. We've got the quiz coming up in a few minutes regarding the CISP DVD where you can enter. I'll explain that in a couple of more minutes' time. Don't forget, if you want to get in contact tonight, you can send me a message via WhatsApp. If you have a question for Dave and Janet, I will read it out on air as long as it is clean. Please make it clean. Otherwise, I'll be in trouble.
But avanza, saca la maraca, bring your tambourine, come and join the parranda.
On the app and on your smart speaker. This is the Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge.
I don't need pleasure, I don't.
big hello to Gary and Sarah down in Cornwall at the moment, sat on the beach, listening to the Carnival Hour and having a beer. What a perfect way to go, you know. Dave, now, you just told me a few minutes ago, regarding you get involved with Carnival a lot. I imagine you spend quite a lot of time in actually doing stuff at Carnival. Do you have any free time at all?
Yeah, well, I'm asleep.
Janet, do you get to actually see him a lot, or is he always in the office doing stuff to do with Carnival?
Mostly in the office.
Yeah.
I do call him down for coffee.
Yeah. Does he actually wait for the coffee to get cold before he comes down for it, or is he there pretty quick?
Sometimes.
He's a fan of coffee,
same
then.
With dinners as well. Yeah. It's on the table.
Now, Dave, you've done lots of roles regarding the committee over the years and that. You know, what's been your favourite role that you've done for the committee? Putting you on the spot there.
Yeah. When I try something new and it works, that's the yeah. I mean, I've done the judging now for probably 20-odd years, and I quite enjoy that when it goes right.
It's always difficult to keep everybody happy, isn't it?
Yeah. But
you did say to me as well that you got involved with actually the collections at one time, and you spent quite a long time doing that. Is that correct?
Yeah, about 11 years, I think. That's when I first got on the committee.
And what sort of years were they then when you were doing that?
Oh, there's a lot of that, I can't say.
Was it a little while ago then?
Yeah, a long while ago, yeah.
The 80s.
It's a big responsibility sorting out all the collections and getting the money in, I imagine.
It does, yeah. 1983 it was.
Oh, so quite a while ago now then.
Mm.
Yeah, only seems like yesterday though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you fancy a bit of a quiz?
Well,
yeah.
Could try us.
Yeah, let's give it a go.
Dungeons 107.8, Tone FM.
Right, okay, it's your time now to win a CISP DVD. All you have to do is answer a nice, simple question. Now, the only way that you can answer this question is by emailing carnival@tonefm.co.uk. That's carnival@tonefm.co.uk. Now, I haven't decided which CISP DVD I'm going to give away yet, but I do have a fair old stack of them at home at the moment. Thank you so much to CISP for donating those as well. So your question tonight, and we will put your names in to the raffle next week, is what year was Bridgewater Carnival's very first carnival? That's what year was Bridgewater Carnival's very first carnival? If you know what the answer is, don't WhatsApp me. Don't email the studio. You need to email carnival@tonefm.co.uk. If you know what the answer is, we'll put all your names into the randomizer next week. And we will pull out a name at random. And you'll be winning that CISP DVD. That email address again, carnival@tonefm.co.uk. Get your answers in now. Regarding the DVD question, what year was Bridgewater Carnival's very first carnival? Several people messaging in 1847. You're incorrect. You may want to send me another email. carnival@tonefm.co.uk. It's not 1847.
I'm Libby. We're listening to Carnival Hour on Tone FM with Jess Broadbent.
From the Harlequins and the Wanderer. Going out especially to Emily from the Next Generations. Now I'm here with Dave from Bridgewater Guy Fawkes Carnival Committee. We're chatting all things carnival. Now, can you tell me anything that's going on regarding Bridgewater this year?
Yeah, what we're looking for now is acts for the concert.
Okay, but this is a carnival concert, is it?
A carnival concert, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the auditions are on the 21st of May, the closing date is before that. So we're looking for people, well, those of you who've been to the concert and know what the front of curtain acts are, something to win. And then tickets for the concert, they go on sale on Wednesday, 1st of May, and it's a similar system to the grandstand tickets that are already on sale.
Okay.
They're all online. You can pick your own seat. And grandstand, I mean, well, a couple of things that perhaps people need to know. The carnival concert, the number of seats has gone down in the hall.
Right, okay.
Now, we had a sellout last year, but the council's done some alterations in there, and there's not so many seats as there was before. So if you're looking to go to the concert, make sure you get your ticket early. Grandstands, I think we got about 200 left out of 1,800
seats. So they have sold really quickly then, haven't they?
Well, they went on sale in the 1st of February, they did.
All right, okay.
But with much more interest from coach firms this year, that they're not just booking parking, they also book in seats. So, and lastly, we have a few hospitality packages left if anybody's interested. All the information's on the website. That's the end of the advert.
Mr. Stokes will be happy, though, that you've done a bit of publicity for him. You have to keep Dave happy, don't you?
Oh, you do.
Exactly. Now, Carnival Rewind, did you know what the answer was to the Rewind today?
No.
No? Well, we were looking for the answer, which was Too Unlimited and Get Ready for This, which was used on Masqueraders' car years ago, but probably one of their most iconic entries that they did from back in the day. We had correct answers in today from Kay Bond, also Matty Hooper, Bradley Lawrence, the man, the key master, as we like to call him now. Also, Henry got it correct, but in third place tonight was Cords Glidden. Second place was Mark Miles, and in first place tonight was Lucas from the Mini Revelers. We'll play that piece of music from Too Unlimited and Get Ready for This. Is the answer to your Carnival Rewind tonight. Too Unlimited and Get Ready for This. We'll do another rewind next week. Getting loads of entries in for the CISP DVD tonight. Just to let you know a couple of the what's ons and events going on tonight over the coming weeks. We've got OnePlus One. They have a bike gathering, which is now back on Sunday the 28th of April. Starts at 10 o'clock and finishes at 2 at Donyet. That's at Knight's Electrical Switchgear. There'll be food and refreshments available. Now, the Gemini Carnival Quiz, they have a music quiz on Sunday the 5th of May. That's the bank holiday weekend at the Shrubbery Hotel. The quiz master will be myself. And before we do the quiz, between 6 and 7, we're actually going to be doing a live broadcast of the Carnival Hour from the Shrubbery Hotel in Ilminster. We'd love it if you could join us for that. And tickets or entries are £5 per person. Maximum teams of 6 people. Everybody will be welcome. If you'd like to book a table, just email GeminiCC@talktalk.net and we can get a table booked for you. We already have a fair few tables booked in. And finally, the Griffins, they have a musical bingo and silent disco on Saturday the 11th of May. It's £15 per ticket at the Albion Rugby Club. Starts at 7 o'clock. That's all your what's-ons.
Taunton's 107.8.
Tone FM.
If you're looking for a perfect venue for a conference, a product launch, or AGM, the Shrubbery Hotel in Ilminster can cater for up to 250 delegates, and being 15 minutes from the M5 makes us very accessible. In addition to 5 fully equipped conference rooms, our 24 ensuite rooms and quality catering means we are able to offer the full package. Find out more at shrubberyhotel.com.
Taunton's 107.8. Tone FM.
Online, on the app, and on your smart speaker. This is the Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge.
Used by the Aliens Carnival Club at Nolan's and In the Mood for Dancing. It finished a little bit quicker than I was anticipating, but Dave and Janet, thank you so much for coming in the studio tonight, and it's been a pleasure to meet you and also to introduce you to all of our listeners.
Thank you for asking.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming in. I'll be back next Sunday at 6 o'clock with the Carnival Hour, and also every weekday from 9 till 10 with 80s Heaven, where I play an hour of 80s tunes. Patch is coming up next with the That's Entertainment show. Don't forget that the question that we were asking for the CISP DVD was, what year was Bridgewater Carnival's very first carnival? If you know what the answer is, email only, carnival@tonefm.co.uk. I'm going to leave you with one that was used by the Marina Sydenham Carnival Club, as it's all about the kids. I'll speak to you next week. Until then, have a good week. Ta-ta.
Kings and queens and presidents, ministers of told you.
The Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge was brought to you in partnership with the Shrubbery Hotel Ilminster. With 24 bedrooms, dedicated meeting rooms, restaurants and ballroom, we are the perfect venue to host your next event, large or small, including weddings, celebrations and conferences. Find out more at shrubberyhotel.com.
Listen when you want, how you want. This was a Tone FM Listen Again.
All rights reserved. 2023.